Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the brand new remote work report.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Brought to you by no other than the OG Heaton Cha and FYI. You guys, yep. I've been following this for a good amount of time, Heaton. You've been like tweeting like a madman, asking the interwebs for, you know, the cutest dog pictures when they work remotely, their work setup, all kinds of things. Like really, really almost daily, there's been like some compelling question that you have had for the workers of companies that work remotely, for the remote work community. And I've been really impressed the level of engagement, the level of feedback answers. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure you've published polls and surveys and all kinds of stuff. And all of this knowledge is now accumulated into one pretty badass report. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the report, and then we'll highlight a few tidbits for people. What can people learn about remote work in 2019, and where can they get the report to learn even more?
Yeah, so I did that, you know, and at FYI, I did that, meaning all those tweets, and it was so much fun. I don't think I've ever had more fun creating content in my life, because we asked about people's remote work setups. So a lot of people share their photos of their setups. We asked people about cute pet photos. So we got 100 plus cute pet photos to put into our report. And we also did a survey, and it ended up being about almost 500 people that filled it out. And we learned a lot about remote work. We also partnered with a company called Miro, MIRO.com. They do like a collaborative whiteboard. So that was fun. And you can, before I continue, you can get the report. There's a bit.ly link. So it's bit.ly/remote report. That easy. And you can check it out. It's over 30,000 pixels in terms of height. So it's really long. And one of the most fantastic things, Steli, was that we actually got over 150 tips about remote work.
Okay.
So it's like a whole directory of tips from people who work remotely. And they're in like 13 different categories. So one of the key things we learned is that this ended up being the title of the report, which is that everyone loves remote work.
And everyone loves that, remote work.
Huh. Yeah, that's it. That's it. I mean, that's like the big thing. And obviously there's challenges to it. And so it was kind of interesting to learn that everyone loves remote work, yet there are challenges to it. And that it's interesting, right? Like what we learned, and I'll give some stats, but basically it's like 91% of remote workers said working remotely is a good fit for them. 95% of remote workers would recommend working remotely to a friend. And they said because they get to be close to their families, near their pets, they get to pick up their kids, and many other kind of reasons that are very personal like that. And it's crazy. It's like this thing, this remote work thing, also like even the name remote work is, it's kind of weird. I think there's distributed work, right?
Yep.
That people are doing. And some demographics from our survey are that basically 60% of the people we surveyed said they work remotely 100% of the time. And 70%, this was surprising to me, 70% of remote workers have worked remotely for 3 or more years.
Wow.
So it's not a new thing. We're just paying attention to it now, and it's got a lot more attention, you know, judging by even our tweets and the popularity of some of them. People love doing it. And, you know, the big one here in my mind that's worth talking about is that there's some actual challenges. And we learned about what those challenges are. And I'm going to rattle them off, but basically it's communication, socializing, loneliness, and boundaries. And other reports have mentioned these challenges as well. And we go into them and explain kind of what we heard in a bunch of quotes from people about them. And, you know, we have this style of asking a lot of open-ended questions, not just multiple choice. So we get a lot of rich information about what people are actually saying. So, you know, for all the promise of it and the fact that people love it, the number one thing here is that, like, we have not really figured out how to deal with ourselves. And that's my conclusion. We haven't figured out how to deal with ourselves. We don't, it's almost like remote work forces you to know yourself better. Because you go to an office, you have a lot of structure, right?
Yep.
When to get there, what meetings to have, when to eat, what to eat a lot of the time. You have ability to go to coffee with coworkers. You have the ability to have lunch with coworkers, or even dinner sometimes. You have almost this whole social construct that gets built out for you. Well, if you're working remotely, there's probably nobody else in your area that works at the same company. And you don't get to hang out with them. There is no casual things going on the way you do in an office. And then ultimately, basically, you know, if you're new to it, you step back and you're like, oh, I have to figure out my own structure. And I've never really had to do that before. Because even in school, you never had to do that, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. This is not so like, this is something that took us a while to understand. To date, I'm like, you know, it kind of reconfirms our beliefs about remote work. But I remember in the beginning when we would interview people that wanted to work for Close, which is a fully distributed team, a lot of times when I ask people why they're interested in remote work, they would tell me, oh, you know, I love the idea of freedom, you know, the freedom to travel, the freedom to move, the freedom to work whenever and wherever I want. And to me, at the very beginning, I was like, yeah, freedom. That sounds like a good reason to want this. Today, when somebody says freedom, I go, whoa, 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 slow down. Let's talk about discipline. Like how much of an adult, right? I'm like, how much of an adult are you? You know, what is your house or apartment looking like? What are your habits? What are your structures? When was the last time you wanted to change something about your life, and how did you do it, and how did you accomplish it? Because what we realized is that discipline really equals freedom, to steal Jocko Willink's quote, and that to do remote, like my conclusion is that to be successful while working remotely in a company, you have to have a high level of self-discipline. The discipline to design your work life yourself in a way that is successful, which is the tough thing. Just like you said, like offices, for all their downsides, the upside is that it's a work environment that is designed for you. All you have to do is show up there, right? And everything is reminding you of work. You know where to go, where to sit, what machine to use. You know when the breaks are. You know who your coworker. Like a lot of things just happen because somebody else, the company, has, you know, rented an office, furnished it, and created kind of a work culture within that office that you just have to like just walk into. Versus when you work remotely, nobody's doing any of this for you. You have to do this for you. And that takes work, and that takes discipline. And it's not just, you know, it's not just like, oh, I could do anything I want. Anything you want, if you like discipline, is a recipe for disaster and an ocean to drown in, right? Because you have so many options when you want to work, if you're going to, you know, wear your pajamas or work from your bed or on the floor or at a desk or in a coffee shop. Many, many options are only good if you have the discipline to make good choices, right? And to follow through on those choices. And I think that that's still a really big challenge for a lot of people.
Yeah, I love how you think about it. I love the idea of discipline and reframing it when you interview people.